Hello.
Hello.
How you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great is good.
Great is good.
Yeah.
Great is great. Let's talk about video games.
You want to talk about video games?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what are you currently playing now?
Now, I'm kind of stuck in the Grand Theft Auto V.
Oh, you're still playing Grand Theft Auto V?
Yeah, it's it's one of those games where the replay value for me is way high. When the Vice City first came out, that I found was the best sandbox open style game around.
I would agree. Finished it, I don't know how many times, but a lot.
Yes, and yeah, because that was the only thing at the time, and it took a while before, you know, San Andreas and all those other ones came out. But yeah, when that came out, it was awesome. Like, the graphics were good. It was all like 80s type thing, and had the, you know, the hair metal band, was it Stone Fist or something Fist?
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, and then San Andreas that came out after that?
Yep, San Andreas came out after that, yeah.
Yeah, I played that one. I wasn't too impressed with it because you had to, like, your health and stuff, you had to go to the gym, and it was just more cumbersome,
I guess. They made it too Sims-like, in a way.
Yeah, they went, like, The Sims was a big thing at the time, and they probably tried to implement way too much.
Yeah, I didn't, you know what, I played the crap out of Vice City, for sure, and San Andreas, I never bothered finishing it. Did you finish that one?
I don't know if I did or not. I don't think I did.
Like, I know with Vice City, I was curious where the story was going to go. It was, like, the story was really, it was fun, it was engaging, it was, you know, I don't know, you just wanted to go back and see what was going to happen next. But in San Andreas, it didn't do anything for me at all.
No, it was just kind of a, I don't know, they wanted more, and they gave them more, but it wasn't.
There's too much more.
I don't know, the car didn't seem to drive the same. It just wasn't. And I had tried, like, when I first tried to.
Did I lose you there?
Which was very blocky looking.
Yeah.
And didn't interest me at all. But once, I mean, and I saw the advertisements, Grand Theft Auto 5, when it came out. Was it 5 or 4? No, 4.
Did you play, was there something that came out after that in the Grand Theft Auto realm? Like, was there something in between San Andreas and Grand Theft 5?
Well, there was, but not the Grand Theft Auto series. But I believe Rockstar, I think it was Rockstar, they came out with one. It was had something to do with, it was kind of the same realm. Jeez, I can't remember that now. It had a specific name.
Did they do L.A. Noir? Was that them?
Which one?
Was L.A. Noir them? Is that the same company?
I think they were part of it. Yeah, I played L.A. Noir. That was pretty good.
Was it good? Yeah.
I believe so. It was the first one. I think there's a couple of them. Unless, but it was a mafia game nonetheless. I can't remember if that was the exact name or not.
Did you play Bully? Did you play Bully? Because that came out too, I think, in that span of time, right?
Bully.
Bully. B-U-L-L-Y.
Bully. No?
No? Alright.
No, never heard of that one.
That one was very controversial. Because you had to be a bully. You got points the better you got at it. Being a bully in school. You never heard about that? Oh man, they pulled that from shelves. And maybe I'm wrong, maybe it's not a Rockstar game, but I seem to think it was.
Yeah.
And it was considered a new low in video games to put out that kind of game, regardless of whether it was fun or not. But
right. Well, what I had done is I had done a search on games similar to Grand Theft Auto.
Okay.
So there was a couple of different ones that came up. I wish I would have known in advance, I would have wrote them all down, but there's a couple that I didn't really care for at all.
Like which ones?
Well, that's the thing. I can't remember the names.
Well, there was
kind of a different format.
Did you play Saints Row? Because that was similar.
That is the one I was thinking of. That is the one that was the closest.
Yeah.
The Grand Theft Auto that I played. It was a very. It was a darker game. It wasn't. It wasn't like a regular game. Like this. But it was good. And the thing I liked about it is you could jump, and you could jump like super, super, super high.
In that
and
game?
Kind of glide.
Okay.
Yeah. And
that game was just weird. It was just crazy insanity. And it's done well. Like it actually made a crap ton of money, which is good. But I think people were clamoring for
it.
Yeah, it was cool. Did you play? Oh, man, what's it called now? Oh, no, I think it's an Xbox exclusive. It was a zombie one, but it was a zombie one like that, though. It was, oh, my God, and you I owned it, and I sold it once I finished it. But you could, what you did is you actually made weapons in the game by combining things, and you made vehicles in the game by combining things. Oh. So, like, you could take, like, a baseball bat and mix it with, like, a machete.
Right.
To get this big bladed thing with a bat on one end and a machete on the other. Like, that was the whole... it starts with a D, I think. And they did three, and it was a game that launched the Xbox One. Oh, right. Man, I can't remember what it was called, but it was super fun. It was exactly like that, but there were zombies in the game. And right. It was funny as hell. Like, one of the weapons you had in the game was a dildo.
That was Saints Row.
What's that?
That was Saints Row.
They had that in Saints Row 2, but they also had it in this game, too.
Oh, okay, because I was going to say, yeah, you had this
game
great
came out. They did it in this game
first.
You're
whacking people in the head with.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man, what was it called? I can't remember, but I remember it was the first game we played on Xbox One. It was like one of the first two or three titles that came out. Mm-hmm. And it was scary as hell.
Right.
But you could combine like a Zamboni with a four wheeler, and so you had
the lawnmower.
It was the stupidest thing. Like, you'd make the stupidest combinations. You could take like balloons and mix it with this, or like you could combine like two or three different things to make. It was fun. It's gonna bug me now, but I will put it in the. I will tag the game. I think it was called like Dead Impact, but. Oh, but it was very brilliant. But it's a game once you played once, it's like, okay, I'm done. Like
it wasn't a replayable.
No, but it was fun while playing it. Right. And they did have a multiplayer component where you could play together, which was pretty handy.
Right.
Are you in front of your computer there?
I am in front of a computer that isn't on.
Oh, okay, never mind. I was gonna say I was gonna get you to look it up. Oh, it's driving me nuts. What it's called? Anyway. What about, did you ever try Red Dead Redemption by Rockstar?
Well, I wanted to, but they don't have it for PC.
What?
They don't have it for PC.
Come on.
I looked it up. No, nope,
really?
They don't have it. It was like, God, this looks awesome. It's not for PC.
Oh my God. Why would they not cross? Why wouldn't they put that on PC?
I... No idea. I mean, I can look it up and see if they have it now.
They might have it now. Well,
they didn't have it at the time. And I think there was Red Dead Dimension, whatever.
Red Dead Redemption, yeah. They made it cross-compatible because it was a 360 game at the time. They made it cross-compatible with the Xbox One, and I got it. Like, I think I bought it again because I just wanted it. It is, like, for me, that is the... There's very few games that get a 10 out of 10 for me. And this easily got a 10 out of 10.
Really?
Yes, easily. I liked Grand Theft 3 or whatever, Vice City. Like, I liked it a lot, and I finished it a bunch of times. I liked everything. There wasn't anything about the game I didn't like.
Right.
Because that's probably a 5 out of 5 game for me, too, or 100%.
Where was your favorite place to go?
In Vice City?
In Vice City. Where is your favorite place to go and why?
Oh, God. This is going to make me sound like a douchebag. I used to go to a stripper club all the time. I don't know why, but yeah.
I can't remember what that looked like in Grand Theft.
Where did like you? What was your favorite place?
Airport.
Oh, okay.
I'd go to the airport. What I'd do is I'd get, say, what, 5 stars or 4 stars, and I'd have the cops chasing me.
Yeah.
And then there was some parts there where you'd hit off these ramps, right? That would go right over. So then you had like a cinematic scene as you're ramping, and then you see these cop cars behind you ramping at the same time, which was awesome.
I've done that. Yeah, I've done that too in the airport. I kind of forgot about the airport. It was pretty darn cool.
Yeah. Now, Grand Theft Auto 5 has an airport, big runway, but it doesn't have all these jumps. And the trainer that I have, the native trainer, they call it, it doesn't have the option for ramps, where the last one did. Wait a minute, how many different Grand Theft Autos are there? Because it wasn't this one. What was the one previous to, well, I guess it was 4.
Wait, San Andreas wasn't a numbered game, was it? Because there was a Grand Theft Auto 4 that came out after San Andreas.
No, there was kind of like there was Liberty City, and then there's a couple of different expansions and stuff too that they had. But Grand Theft Auto 4,
what was that like?
That was awesome. That
was it good?
Yeah, that one I played, you know, it was a Russian guy who came to America, and then he was trying to find his way. He was talking to his cousin.
Yeah, you know what? I did play a bit of that one. I think I might have rented it at some point.
Yeah, that one I finished a couple times.
So it was, okay, so it was good enough to play more than once.
Yes. So, right. So basically after Vice City, there was the 4, and that one I played quite a few times. And then anticipating number 5 coming out, and then we're showing the videos, and now everything looks realistic, and it looks like you're in California, or wherever it is it's supposed to portray. And the scenery and everything is awesome.
Yeah.
And, and I mean, that's the one I play now. Now when I go to the airport, I mean, there's different places you go. You go to the airport, or you can go to the military airport field.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, and then you're getting just toasted there. But, of course, I like the God mode on, so I just kind of parachute in there and just grab a jet fighter and, you know, take off. Type thing.
Would you go? Do you think you'd go back and play Vice City again now that you've played Grand Theft Five?
I don't know. I don't know. Like when you go up in the graphics and the way the car handles. I love the way the car handles in 5.
In 5, better.
Well, I mean.
Or is it
like
kind of
4
the same?
Or 5. It's a little bit different for each one, maybe. But what I've done is, because there's so many mods for Grand Theft Auto 5, I was like, geez, I wonder if I could get different vehicles. So I've got a 77 Trans Am. I guess a car.
What Trans Am? What year?
The 77. I think.
Oh, 77. Oh, sweet.
Yeah, the brown with the.
Yeah, yeah.
It's got the eagle in the hood. And the funny thing is when you go to the inside of the car, they've detailed it to the point where, you know, my car, my 81 Formula, it looks exactly the same inside.
Really?
So it's like, you know what, I don't even have to drive my car. I can drive this thing the crap out of it and ramp and do what I want, wreck the car. Of course, with the train that I have, there's a button I can hit to fix it all if I want to. But it's pretty awesome when you kind of bang it up and you floor it, and then you can hear the motor kind of, you know, gurgling a little bit and going and just kind of dropping. They've done an awesome job with that. And then they have one. I tried to find the Dukes of Hazzard one. There was a couple different cars. And if you wanted, because what they'll do is they'll have one that it kind of looks like a Mustang, but not 100%.
Yeah.
So some people, they go and what they do is they take the bodies and whatnot and they remodel this thing.
And make it look like the real car.
Yeah, and then I have to use a program to put it in. And then what it does is it replaces the car that's in there already.
Yep.
Yeah, so I mean, then I found, was it a was a Corvette. I can't remember. 68, 72. I can't remember. It was a Corvette Stingray. Anyway. And that looked awesome. The handling wasn't too good because anytime you did a sharp turn, the whole thing would roll. I don't know why. Just the way they had the mechanics on it. But yeah. This Trans Am, anytime I get on there, bang. That's the one I take all the time. And then I just go racing.
What's the, in this one, like one of the, my favorite components in Vice City was the car radio thing. Is it, how do you like it in Grand Theft 5?
You mean the radio stations?
Yeah, like flicking the radio stations. Yeah. Like Vice City, it was fun because it was retro, but like, what's it like in Grand Theft Auto 5? Do they have some retro stations on there too?
Well, they have the Liberty City, the rock station. And it's good, but it doesn't have all the songs. Like, I find myself, I'm at work, I'll just go to YouTube and I'll look for Grand Theft, you know, the White City radio station.
Yeah.
And they'll usually have beginning to end clips of the different stations. So what I'll do is I'll go to Liberty City, the rock station.
Oh, cool.
And I can listen to all those, all the 80s tunes that they had on there, which is awesome.
I bought a couple of those CDs, by the way.
Yeah, the music is awesome. Now, besides Grand Theft Auto V, I've been playing the old backup of World of Warcraft.
Oh, have you been? Oh, cool.
Yeah, I started playing again just to get to 110. But the major thing is that you can fly in all these different zones, but when they came out with the expansion for Pandaria, I think it's Pandaria, you can't fly until you've got your, there's a flying thing achievement that you have to do.
Yep.
So you have to be, I think, exalted or something from three different factions, and then you have to basically... You know, you go in the map and it shows you, okay, you've discovered certain parts of the map. You have to discover the whole map. And this is all walking. So you have to do a whole bunch of running around to be able to get flying. But meanwhile, I'm already in the next zone, so I don't need it for that zone. But what happens is it's a count bound. So as soon as I get all the achievements done, then I'll have my flying... And it doesn't matter what character I'm on, I can create a new one or whatever, and then when I get to that point, I'll be able to fly.
Okay.
Which will make it a little easier. So that's kind of been my thing for the last while. I've been trying to get in grip for the last, God knows how long. everything just takes forever.
Yeah.
These games, they just want you to play it. But other games I played that I really liked was the Tomb Raider series.
Like, have you been playing some of the new ones?
I don't know. I think there's a new one coming out or just came out, but I haven't played that one yet. I've played the ones in the past, like when they first came out, first Tomb Raider.
Yep.
And I think it was, like your computer was like, what, a 386 at the time? And then the 46, and then the painting one, and then whichever versions they had as they went up, I kept up with them.
Yep.
And then they kind of got the graphics got more detailed and stuff as they went on. So I've been playing all those, the Hitman series.
Oh, yeah.
When that came out, I think I played the first one, I don't know how many times. And then as they went on, they had more, they had different ones that came out, so I was playing those. And also, let's make it. Hitman series.
Oh, Far Cry, you were playing Far Cry.
Well, there's the Far Cry ones, yeah, and actually there's a new one coming out.
Yeah, it looks pretty awesome.
And it looks pretty awesome. I played the last one. That was pretty cool. It's pretty cool when you're in a helicopter, because then you can kind of hover around everywhere. You can see the whole scenery.
Yep.
Which is awesome in itself, without even just playing the games. The scenery alone and from some of these places. And with the computer they have, I made sure I had something that was... They could handle the graphics.
Yep.
At least the stuff now. The stuff in the future, I'm sure, will be good for a little while, but not.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, besides those games, that's pretty much in my they were fun. They played all the Max Payne.
Oh, God, yeah. Were you playing Duke Nukem, too? I can't remember.
Yeah, there was Deuce X, I think. Yeah, Duke Nukem was what I did is I downloaded a version of it.
Okay.
And the thing is when you download versions of games, sometimes they work, sometimes they don't, sometimes it glitches, but I mean, you're kind of taking things in your chance by downloading. And of course, and I did that. I downloaded, I played the game for about, well, most of the day, and I got quite a ways, and then I found out after that you need to do some finagling in the background to get the game to save them. So what happened was I played all this thing. I thought I'd saved it. I went back and started back at the beginning.
Oh,
so like, well, that was a waste. So I didn't even bother playing the rest of it. Like, it was a good game, kind of. I mean, they tried to resurrect it and, you know, come get some. You know,
yeah.
That type of thing.
Yeah.
He's looking in the mirror. He's got smart-ass remarks or he's trying to flush the toilet or whatever. I mean, it's just a stupid game, but fun.
Yeah. Remember the days, did you ever play Doom back in the day?
Yes. Like the original Doom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that one, which was pretty cool. Actually, I think I was able to find a Flash version of it.
Oh, yeah?
To play it that way. But the Doom, there was one called, I think it was Doom 3?
Doom 3, yeah.
I think that's what it was. But, and the thing is, you're like in this lab or something, and you're going through, and all you have is this stupid flashlight on the end of your gun, right?
Yeah.
And you're walking around, and of course, when I play games like this, your receptors, like you're very attuned to everything around you.
Yep.
And every little noise and stuff, and you're looking around, and you're concentrating really bad. And the thing was, things would jump out at you and scare that crap out of you.
Yep.
And one time I was going and I found a set of stairs, okay? So okay, I'm going to start walking up the stairs. This thing comes through the stairs, scares the living crap out of me. Of course, you get the mouse, right? And you're trying to aim. Meanwhile, you're aiming at the ceiling and at your feet, and it startled you, right? So you don't know where the hell you're at. You're firing at nothing.
Yeah, those early days of not being able to master the mouse and movement and stuff like that.
Yeah, and I mean, and then there's this one time I was in this room, and all of a sudden, this creature, you know, I was in the room, and I was okay. I was in the room, you know, all the doors were locked, but this thing is banging on the door and the walls, and it's all denting in, right?
Yeah.
And the whole screen's shaking, and, you know, it's like, holy crap. And then he took off. It's like, what the hell was that thing? But that's not the first time that you know, the games have tried to do the shock value. Like when you and I first played the Umbrella.
Oh, yeah. Oh, God. The Resident Evil series.
Resident Evil, the first one. And that was on, what was that on? Was that on Sega or something?
Oh, Sega or maybe the original PlayStation or I don't know.
Well, I remember I had a Sega. It wasn't a Genesis. It was after that.
Yeah.
And the graphics weren't too bad. I think that was the one we played on. I can't remember.
They re-released, though, I think, the first and second one.
Oh, did they?
On console, yeah. Just they kind of, you know, spruced up the graphics, but they kept the original, you know, original vibe.
Games like that, I love playing with two people.
Yes.
Because when you're there and I'm there, I mean, and it scares the shit out of both of us, and we're both like, holy crap. Like, that first scene where we're going through the doorway down the hallway, all of a sudden these two dogs
I remember that very
right through the window, right?
We're like,
and we're like, what the and I don't know if we turned around or how the game worked, but my God.
Oh God. Yeah, I still remember that to this day. Another another game that was good like that was called Silent Hill, and I played it with Mark. We played it together, single player game, but we played it together. And Mark, like, you know Mark, he's like just so calm and collected all the time. He's so cool,
right?
It's one of those games we're playing together, like I'll play for 10 minutes or he'll play for 10 minutes. And it was just such a creepy, creepy game. And then I remember him just screaming like a girl at one scene. Never seen Mark have that much emotion before. It was so, and the whole game was creepy. And then there was this guy with that had this big like pylon on his head, and he'd slowly, just slowly come towards you, and you're trying to like he can't catch you. He's slow as molasses. So then you're like running away from him. And you're like, you can outrun him, but then you run yourself into a corner. And you're like, oh shit, I can't go anywhere. So then you have to run back the way you came, and he's still coming towards you to find like somewhere to veer off of before he gets to you. And he's got this big freaking sword, like this big anime manga type sword. You know, it's like three times the length of the guy. And when he swings it, like the range of it is, you know, like 15 feet or something stupid. And it was so scary because he was just slow and lumbering. When you're trying to outrun him. But you can easily outrun them, but then, you know, it's not like a maze, but you have to remember the map. And then you're like, okay, I'm far enough away. And then you put your map on to see, okay, where do I need to go? Shit, I got to go back the way I came. So then it was just, brilliant. Like, Mark and I talk about that game to this day. Like, it was scarier. It reminded me of when we played Resident Evil. It was, like, that freaking scary. I still have it, and he played it with his daughter. And I don't even know if his daughter made it through. She's just so terrified. But well, that's a good one.
Like, have you ever had dreams where you're running away from something, but you don't know what it is? Something's chasing you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think that's what they've tried to do with this game.
Yep.
You're running away. Okay, fine. And then it's like, oh, but the thing's still coming at you.
Yeah. Yeah, they mastered that in those games pretty good. Or, you know, or where... something's running really fast at you, but it's really far away, and you have to find the door to get in. And, oh, that door's locked. Well, this door's locked. You know, find the door to get in. You can, you know, as long as you can get through that door, you're fine.
Right.
Or I can't remember the big creature in the Resident Evil games there. He's like a big freaking tank. And he's a lumbering too, right? He's a lumbering creature. Doesn't move very fast.
Right.
But getting away from him, and then he just walks through a wall. You know, just bust through a wall, and you're like, shit, turn around, go the other way.
Well, that's like that Left 4 Dead, the big belching thing.
Oh, God. Speaking of Left 4 Dead, Sunday night, we played a Warhammer game. It's like one of those freebie Xbox ones.
Mm-hmm.
And, Left 4 Dead is a genius game. It's, like, probably one of the best games ever made. Like, that's a 5 out of 5 game for me, for sure.
Right.
But someone said that there is a Left 4 Dead like game called Warhammer, and like Warhammer is that tabletop fantasy game, you know, where you got rulers and stuff, and you got armies of this and armies of that, and you know it's a very expensive game to play, and then you build the terrains. Anyway, so they made a video game for Warhammer, and I'm like, I was not interested because I'm not a fan of Warhammer games. But
right.
This game is, you're a party, and it plays it exactly like Left 4 Dead. It's not complicated. You've got simple things you can do. You don't level up or anything. Like, it's just playing and getting through the maps. And it's exactly the same. If somebody dies, they're dead until you can resurrect them from a room or whatever. It's got tanks in it, like, the same way, like, there's special... not special infected, but, you know, there's a bigger guy that, you know, exactly like a tank. They have a guy that's exactly like the smoker, you know, with the tongue where he lashes onto you and reels you in. And while you're being attacked by the big guy, there's nothing you can do. So it's all about teamwork. Anyway, it's laid out exactly the same as Left 4 Dead, except it's fantasy. So you're fighting hordes of orcs or whatever. And it's fun. And it's free. It's free on Xbox Live. It's just so much fun, but it's the same thing. Yeah, you have a map, and you have to go from the beginning of the map to the end of the map,
right?
And go in the room and then close the door. And once everyone's in, then you know you finish the level.
Right. So, like, have you played any of those war games, like Medal of Honor or Call of Duty?
I've tried.
Not your realm.
No. I don't like playing against other people too much.
There's a single player versions of those.
Yeah.
I play all the single player ones.
Oh, yeah. They're usually like, I don't know, there might be 10 hours. But I don't know, like the Halo series and games like that, they've always worked and Gears of War specifically, they've always tried to, yeah, there's a player versus player component thing in it, but then there's also a cooperative player thing in it. So yeah, you can play the campaign, but yeah, you can also play cooperatively in, you know, versus mode, but you're actually playing together against hordes of bad guys. So I don't think those Call of Duties do that, do they? Like, there's no cooperative play against bots or anything?
There is if you're multiplaying, yeah. Like, you're playing multiplayer.
Yeah.
You'll be, like, Axis versus Allies type thing.
Okay.
And they'll have a map, and then you can, you know, it's capture the flag or, like, whatever. Okay.
So I'd probably give those a shot based on that. But I know just playing, like, the game, it's like you're hit three times, you're dead. Like, it's really, yeah, really, really difficult. And I like a little bit of superhero in my video games where you're a little tougher than, you know.
Right.
I'm not big on the gritty realism as much. Right. I find it kind of limiting.
Well, yeah. Battlefield was the very first multiplayer game, or massive multiplayer game, however you want to call it, that I ever played. And just rocked my socks off. It's just awesome. Because, first of all, I mean, I was into the Medal of Honor stuff, and then when this Battlefield came out, 1942, it was like, cool. You know, you're playing with people. I mean, nowadays it's very common, but back then it was like, wow, like, you're playing with people from all over the world. And we even had a clan where we had, I can't remember how we even kind of grouped ourselves. I think we just kind of played together, and then we I think you can friend people, and then when you're online it shows when you're online, and then also we had that, like, TeamSpeak,
yeah,
where everybody can talk to everybody. Yep. and that was pretty cool. And then we had a guy that would run the servers, and he kind of foot the bill for it.
Oh.
And every once in a while, we, you know, we throw him a couple of dollars, you know, to help out with that. So yeah, that was awesome. Like, you'd group up, and then you'd have you know, competitions, and you'd have Axis and Allies, which were basically either your Americans or your Germans or Americans, the Japanese, like, just Japanese or whatever. Like, just, and it kind of covered every major battle in that time. So It was pretty good. You'd have jeeps and stuff, and then a guy would race up in a jeep. You'd get in with him, like one of your buddies, right?
Yeah.
And then you'd take off somewhere, and then, you know, tanks would be rolling around, and then you'd, you know, try and drive up behind them so they don't see you, and then just, you know, throw a grenade or something. And then you had people with, you know, they would hang out at the airport. They'd get in their planes, so you'd have planes buzzing overhead. You had tanks going. You had jeeps. You had,
and you're probably, you know, dying like a million times.
Well, yeah. I mean, if you were within, like, when you're on your home base, I mean, as long as no one was, depending on what type of game you're playing, yeah, if you're playing, like, capture the flag or whatever you call it.
Then you're kind of expected to die a crap ton of times.
Yeah, and if you're, you know, you're they call it spawn camping, like, people just, like, wherever you'd spawn, you'd have the opposite team there picking you up, which was, you know, so they'd have you spawn in different areas so that wouldn't happen.
Remind me, I got a story about spawn camping that you'll like, but go on.
Okay, and then they had the ships, and you could actually, you know, get in the aircraft carrier and, you know, and take this thing and go around the island or whatnot, or just, you know, jump in a plane, and you know, either have a Zero or a Corsair or whatever ship you were on, whatever planes were there, and then you had the bunkers that had that would try and take the ships down that were on the islands, like, right by the shore.
Yeah.
So then you'd have dive bombers and stuff, and then you'd take them out. It was an all-around awesome game. So that was kind of my first multiplayer, and it was really good. And even to this day, I mean, Battlefield has been out for a while. They've got different, I mean, they've updated it to, like, the more modern stuff.
New ones any good, or is just the original is just too good that it's never been replaced well?
I found that you need more skill with the old one, especially when you're with tanks, because back then the tanks, you're basically lobbing. So, I mean, you had to adjust your pit, your angle, and everything, and your distance to where you were to your target. Whereas the new ones, it's almost straight. I mean, there's just so much velocity coming out of it that you don't really have to be. You just have to, okay, crosshairs are there and shoot, and that's where it is. You don't have to really.
Yeah, I like the idea of it being harder. Like, if you can connect with the tank,
yeah,
it's great, but it is a difficult thing to master. I like that. Right.
Yeah, and don't forget, back then, internet speed was nowhere near what it is now.
Nope.
So there was a lot of lag involved. Well, so you could have been, you're
using
flying
someone else's server too. Like, now it's just you go through their servers. Like,
yeah. Well, back then it wasn't. I don't know if it was their servers or you created your own server. I think it was.
I think you created your own back then. I think that's how.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, because we had our own server, and he was paying for that. And I think that's why, it cost a few dollars. But even then, I mean, it was still the lag was still there. I mean, you'd be flying 1 second, next minute you're into the side of a mountain or whatnot. It didn't happen very often, but a lot of times, like when you're shooting,
yeah,
okay, so when it leaves your gun, I mean, and then travels a distance, and then you got to take into account the lag of the other person that you're shooting and where the bits are when what he's going to, because I'd shoot at some guy and he was already behind the wall and then he'd die. And he'd say I was cheating. Well, it wasn't I was cheating. When I saw you, I shot you. But meanwhile, mine was lagging and his wasn't.
Yeah, so, yeah.
It was just the way it was. But back then, of course, when I was getting into when I was talking about buttons, controls for games. I mean, when you look over time, when you go back as far as, say, not too far, but far enough, like the Ataris when they first come out, like one joystick, one button.
Yep.
One joystick, one button. That's it. Then they went with the paddle where you get the rotating thing and then the button on the side. Then they had the two buttons. Then they had the Nintendo with, it's got two red buttons. It's got a start. It's got a pause. It's got, that. And then they go to the next one, the Super Nintendo, and then they had the extra buttons. And then they had the paddle buttons on the fingers, your index fingers. And then they went to the 64. And then you had the handheld with the joystick. Like, you just get more and more and more complicated.
And now they use combinations of that too. It's like, oh, you have to hit these two buttons at the same time.
See, that's where it gets to the point where it's like, I don't even know if I want to play those games.
Yeah.
Because there's just way too much that you have to remember and do.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I mean, you can keep it simple, not too simple, but I mean, keep it. And it's the same with the Medal of Honor series, games, because you would start off with, you have a shoot and a duck button. And then you had, then all of a sudden now they had your lean button, and then they had strafing, things that were never there before.
Yeah.
And then, then you have a button for a grenade, and then you have a button for this, and a button for that. Then you had a crouch, and then all of a sudden now crouch wasn't good enough, they had to have a prone, and then you had to add that to, to the whole balance. And then you had the run, and then, it couldn't be just a regular run, now it has to be a run with a speed boost so that you can get only in certain areas.
Yeah.
Whether you're playing that or Tomb Raider or any of those other games,
I agree with you. Like, I don't like those games that are complicated. And I think the best games that I've always liked, like Left 4 Dead or that new Warhammer that we're playing, it actually takes a few steps back on the buttons and keeps it simple.
Keep it simple, yeah.
Oh, you can't use all, you've got two sets of weapons. Well, you can't use both sets of weapons. You have to flip them out. So they have a button to flip weapons out. And then you hit, you use the attack button's always the attack button. Or you can hold the attack button down to hit harder. It's pretty much that simple. And that game's so great in its simplicity. But the graphics are still kick-ass. But, I like the easy controls. Like, that's... I'm with you on that.
Like, there used to be... sometimes you could pick a game and sometimes you would have realistic or you could have arcade.
Yeah.
They got rid of that. I don't think that you had that option anymore. Because if you wanted to, mind you, I think they're... I guess they've done some. Like, especially when you reload a weapon.
Yeah.
Like, when I shoot, it usually automatically reloads depending on your game.
Yeah.
Or you have to manually reload it yourself, which is a pain.
Yeah.
But some of them have had where you've got any options where you can pick and choose if you want to have it reload automatically or if you want to have, and then again, there's other like cheats and mods you can do where you don't even have to reload. Like it's just infinite. As soon as you hit the trigger, the, you know, your bullets come out, or you can have unlimited ammo, or you can have unlimited lives, or, which is my favorite because I like to play games all the way to the end. And when you don't have that option, like console games, I don't think I've ever finished one console game to the end.
Yeah. You actually have to get really good at it in order to do it.
Yeah, like I want to play the game. I don't want to be dying starting back from, because every place has a checkpoint. If you don't make it there, you got to go all the way back and start over again. It's like, what?
Well, they've improved, like, consoles have improved. It's not that bad anymore. Like, it's, there's checkpoints galore now. So you're not going that far back, but you're going to a place that's a bit safer.
Right.
So, like, yeah. Halo, for example, if you're playing cooperative, campaign or whatever, you're going to spawn. You can only spawn when the other person's not under fire in a safe spot. So you're going to spawn in the safe spot. So you're not spawning in a place that's under fire.
Right.
So, like, it's set that way to be a little, you know, more like, well, I'm going to keep spawning in the same spot, and I'm going to keep dying because I'm in the middle of, you know, lava or something.
Right.
What I was going to say about spawn points, or what do you call it, spawn camping?
Spawn camping, yeah.
So, I went a long time ago. I went to do airsoft, which is like paintball but with pellets.
Right.
And they have rules against, you know, things like that, or, you know, like going right up, you know, to someone and shooting them point blank. They get, you know, they don't allow that. So they actually have snipers at the place we go to. They have snipers that are above the structure, and then they watch. They watch for people that are spawn camping.
Now, these are other players. It's automatic.
No, these are the people that work there. And what they do is, if they see you doing that, they have a high pressure gun, and they will shoot you. And because of their high up, they will shoot you like in the neck or in a place that's exposed. They will give you a warning. You're not allowed to do that. And then if not, then they snipe people and hit them. Oh. You know, don't hit the armor. They purposely, you know, hurt you to get you to go. Look, I don't know if it's legal or not, but I agree with it. It's like, look, this person's being a dick and ruining everyone else's game. Then they block you from doing that. Like, you want to feel some pain, then, you know.
Right. And there's got to be a lot of, it's like a government. If you don't have a trust in what they're doing, because, I mean, you could have the people, the owners there, just sniping just for the sake of sniping. Like,
yeah.
And you get to, like, who's watching the watchdog type thing?
Yeah. That place has been good. I would like to take you there someday to go do that, because that was fun. We never did that, did we? You and I.
The airsoft?
Yeah.
Yeah, we did it for your bachelor party.
Okay, so yeah, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to what you were saying about the buttons.
Yeah. What was that with the buttons?
Well, you said more complicated with all the buttons.
Yeah, more complicated. Yeah, there's just way too many buttons. And, like, with, I don't know, nowadays, with, like, especially for saves and stuff, they'll have, now I notice, because it'll say, you know, don't turn your computer off while this thing is turning. I think you have the same thing for your Xbox, because what it's doing is it's saving automatically, right?
Yes.
Because you used to have to go into another menu, you have to hit, you know, escape and then go save, and if that didn't work, then you had to be in a certain area to be able to save.
Yeah.
Or if you were playing Resident Evil, you had to have a typewriter with all these. It's just too. I don't know why they decided to make it like that. I mean, I'm sure maybe people liked it that way.
Yeah.
It was a good idea, but I like to be able to save. Like, if I'm going somewhere that I know I'm going to die or there's a good chance, I want to be able to save before I go in. I don't have to run back, you know, for 10-15 minutes to try and find a typewriter to save, and hopefully come back and not, you know, waste all your ammo trying to get back.
Obviously, you're referencing Resident Evil with the typewriter, but yeah. I like that too. But I think there's two ways to look at it too. Is the auto save will catch when you forget to, But if you don't have auto, like, I think you're either going to have auto save or you can save yourself. And some games, I think, have both options.
Right.
Because you might not want it to auto save because it might not auto save you in a good spot. You're like, okay, well, I want to save where the typewriter is, or I want to save where I choose to save because I know I'm going into a bad area. But I guess the ones that have the combination of the both, where he gives you both options, it, you know, you can, if it's saving multiple times, you can go back to your auto save or you can go back to the manual save that you did. I think some of the games do that. I think the Resident Evil games do that. Like, yeah. It does auto save at certain checkpoints, but you can also save at a location.
Yeah, like Grand Theft Auto, if you have to go to your house and go to bed to save it, and then 12 hours go by or whatever, so it was in the morning, now all of a sudden it's nighttime. But if you're doing missions, and then once you complete them, that little thing turns, and then
you can't save until you finish your mission. Yeah.
So at least whatever you did will be saved.
Yeah. There's. Are you familiar with the game series Dark Souls? So that
I've
one.
Heard the name.
While it has the reputation of being the hardest game to play, it's back to old school in terms of saves and that sort of thing. And healing is minimal. Like, you don't get a lot of healing in it. It's a fantasy game. And it's really freaking hard. But it's become so popular because it's hard. And it's like, no, there's no easy level. There's no hard level. There's no god mode. Those that play this game are hardcore gamers, and that's who it's designed for. And I think it's kind of based on the old school tabletop Dungeons & Dragons. Back in the old days, Dungeons & Dragons had... every game was hard, and the whole concept of playing it was you play it so many times that eventually you might actually win, and that's how this game plays out. So there's save points, but they're few and far between. So
you have to be very careful. Now, is this an arcade paying game where you pay money and they just keep raking the cash in? Because
it's a console.
Okay.
It's been around for a while, too. Like, I think it might go back. It goes back one generation of consoles, if not two.
Okay. It's not like Dragon's Lair.
But I played it because I heard so much about it. It's like, oh, my God, it's, you know, so gritty and realistic. And, blah, blah, blah. And I played it, and it's fun as hell. But it's one of those games where the idea is you're going to die a ton of times until you figure out the pattern to defeating the bad guy, the strategy. Like, you can't just go in... you know, I'm going to get my armor up and get all this up, and I'm going to go in, I'm going to kick this boss's butt. It's more like you're not going to kick the boss's butt with the right gear. You're going to kick the boss's butt by strategizing how to defeat him. Watch how he plays. Watch how he attacks you. Watch how he kills you and find the right pattern to defeat him. That's how this game is, and it's... I played it for a while, and I was like, ah, it's pretty cool, but, you know, the further into the game you get, the harder it gets, and, you know...
And you get discouraged and you never finish.
I got discouraged, and I stopped playing. But the hardcore gamers love the series for that reason. It's like, it's a game that you'll play... It's a game that you're probably not meant to play on your own, that you're meant to play on the couch with a bunch of other people, and you're like, oh, you know, one person who's not playing... will notice something and go, oh, you know what, maybe why don't you go to this corner of the room when he does his attack, his sweeping attack, and then he won't hit you. Like, you know, it's one of those things that you work together with a bunch of people on the same couch and you each take turns. It's like one of those games. Like, that's what Silent Hill was like. You know, ideally you don't play it by yourself. Yes, it's a single player game, but ideally you don't play it by yourself because it's a fun group activity to figure it out.
Yeah, see, now you're getting into the realm of, Warcraft was like that, at least at the beginning when vanilla, as people would call it, when it was actually hard, like you would die several times. Like, everybody had to have a role in timing.
Yes, sure.
If you were a caster and, you know, the boss was starting to cast something, you'd have to interrupt it. And then if someone else had a dispel or something, they would disrupt it the next time. But you have to talk together into a team. Now you just go in there and just womp them, and then you're done.
Yeah.
Just the strategy, you know, because they've nerfed it so bad. As it is, I'm level 110, and I'm in, they call it Draenor, it's like level 100 area. And I'm actually going into instances, heroic instances, which are higher up again, and I'm just blowing through it.
Yeah. I think that, like, Left 4 Dead has that concept of you don't get levels, you don't get, it's all about playing together and strategizing how you're going to get through.
Right.
Taking out the boss. Like, once the boss gets you, you're done, but someone else has to save you.
Right. They're not like the games where you have, okay, do you want to play easy, medium, or hard?
Yeah. Well, Left 4 Dead does have, Left 4 Dead has that, but the replayability of Left 4 Dead is that you want to go back and defeat it on a harder level, the harder level later once you figure it out. Oh, and there's my daughter. Hi.
Yeah, remember.
You want to say hi to Uncle Todd?
No.
Say, listen, can you hear him? Can you hear him?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi. Hi, how you doing?
Good.
Good. Daddy's home?
Yes.
Yeah, did you give him a big hug?
Yes.
Yeah, well, good. You should.
You have some soup.
He's home. Oh, some soup?
Some soup.
Oh, soup.
Okay, are you going to say goodbye, Uncle Todd?
Bye, Uncle Todd.
Bye. Good night.
Okay, well, I'm going to sign off here since I'm home.
Alrighty.
I think we're going to do some more video game talk at some point.
Okay.
We can get into super detail. All right.
All right, then.
Well, talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
All right.
Okay.